Chapter 286. Prohibition of devouring the property of an orphan. Allah the Exalted says, "Verily, those who unjustly eat up the property of orphans, they eat up only fire into their bellies, and they will be burnt in the blazing fire." 4:10. And come not near to the orphan's property, except to improve it. 6:152. And they ask you concerning orphans. Say, the best thing is to work honestly in their property, and if you mix your affairs with theirs, then they are your brothers. And Allah knows him who means mischief, for example, to swallow their property, from him who means good, for example, to save their property. 2:220. 16:14. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, keep away from the seven fatalities. It was asked, what are they, O Messenger of Allah? He, peace be upon him, replied, associating anything with Allah in worship, i.e. committing an act of shirk, sorcery, killing of one whom Allah has declared inviolable without a just cause, devouring the property of an orphan, the eating of usury, riba, fleeing from the battlefield, and accusing chaste-believing women who never even think of anything touching their chastity. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. All the sins mentioned in the hadith are major sins, but shirk is the greatest of all. The reason behind this is that it will never be pardoned, and one who commits it will abide in hell for all eternity. So far as the other major sins are concerned with Allah, He may forgive them if He so wills. Otherwise, one who is guilty of such sins will have to suffer the torments of hell. He will, however, be sent to Jannah after suffering the punishment if he is a Muslim.